From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives in Peru on Friday for his final Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation meeting. But his presence could be overshadowed by someone not in attendance, his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. The chairman of the APEC summit is hoping that Trump change from his campaign comments promising to move away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement.
It is a concern, of course. My reference to President Trump is what I believe is the best for America and for the entrepreneurs and the citizens of the state. We are worried, of course, about the U.S. Dropping out of the Pacific Alliance, which is, I believe, very important for all members.
Trump has made it clear that he is hostile to the kind of free trade deals that tend to be the focus of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation Forum. President-elect Trump met Thursday with his key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. He met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe called his talks with Trump cordial. He called Trump a leader in whom he can have great confidence. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin to plan future meetings on Friday. Donald Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who is set to be in line to be Secretary of State. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the United Nations Security Council Thursday that her government will put forward a proposal to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. The embargo will target those responsible for recent violence in the country. South Sudan has been mired in a political conflict since 2013. Getting the council to agree to sanctions may be difficult, with some council members fearing that such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would favor the opposition. A South Sudan envoy told council members that denying his government the means to protect and defend its citizens and its borders would undermine its sovereignty. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces, in an overnight operation, arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and ISIS propaganda material. The detainees were allegedly recruiting young men to send them illegally to Syria, Afghanistan, and Iran. Ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos was buried with military honors Friday at the Cemetery of Heroes in Manila. Despite growing opposition from a coalition composed of Philippine human rights victims of the Marcos dictatorship, the Philippine Supreme Court ruled last week that Marcos could be buried at the cemetery. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte approved the burial of the former dictator, disregarding the opposition's rejection. The top U.S. intelligence official in the U.S. will not stay on the job to work with President-elect Donald Trump. James Clapper told lawmakers Thursday he's leaving his post.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife anything past that.
The announcement immediately led to speculation that Clapper may have been trying to send a message to the incoming Trump administration, but a spokesperson quickly tried to downplay such concerns. Mozambique media reports 73 people were killed Thursday when a fuel truck exploded as residents gathered around to buy fuel from a driver. More than 100 people were injured, the cause of the explosion still not clear. The World Health Organization is warning that a global influenza pandemic remains a real threat despite progress made over the past 10 years in increasing the worldwide supply of flu vaccines. Back in 2006, the WHO acknowledged the countries around the world were ill-prepared to tackle an influenza pandemic. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.